Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Mary Brotherton, your host. I'm here with Elisa, and we have callers waiting online. We will get to you as soon as we can. I'm going to just go right down the line and take you in the order in which you dialed in. So just sit tight and bear with us. We'll be with you. Hello there. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Gia.
Gia, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Well, welcome. Lisa will be with you in a moment. Lisa, we have Gia on the line.
Hello, Gia.
Hi.
Can you hear her? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I'm going to connect to your energy. I feel like there's some doubts that are going on around you, and you just need a little bit of clarity to clarify your doubts. You understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm getting the message that you've got to stop listening to other people and their opinions. When you ask them what they think, they're giving you their opinion, and you're getting kind of frustrated because you're like, it's not really what I want to do, but maybe I need to listen to these people because they know what's best for me. And you're learning what we've all kind of been learning, to look within and really seek your own truth, know your answer, and then ask other people their opinion. Because what's happening is you're getting clouded on what you saw as clarity before. And now you're questioning everything instead of listening to your own truth. Whether it turns out to be okay or not, it doesn't matter. But you need to go that way according to your truth, because there's something you're going to learn by doing so. Whether the outcome shows up how you expect it or not, it has nothing to do with anything, okay? Because you're not going to know until you step into it and do it. And when you ask somebody their opinion, I'm getting the answer that you're being diverted and distracted from what you are to learn for yourself, and you've been doing that your whole life. And it's about learning to step into your own having a sixth sense of your answer and then doing something different and then regretting that you didn't do it because you listened to everybody else, and you've been doing that your whole life. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Right on. Spot on.
So it's one of these things where spirit wants you to be your own person. Look, we all go through, it's not even a failure. We all go through making a wrong turn somewhere on the path, but it's okay, because if we didn't go that way, we wouldn't know what discovery we were going to find along the way until we went that way. And a lot of times we close that door off because we're fearing that something's going to go wrong. And even if it shows up as a little obstacle or a hurdle, it actually allows us to have inner strength and inner validation of our knowing. Because a lot of times when we follow our true intuition, well, I shouldn't say a lot of times, when we do follow our true intuition, we are being guided from our heart leading the way. And so even if there's a block or a hurdle from other people or other circumstances that we didn't expect, it's okay, because there's something that you're to learn about yourself by choosing to listen to the truth of who you are. And then you start to work through those hurdles and those obstacles and overcome them so you can create more greatness in yourself. And that's what message I'm getting from Spirit for you. So follow your heart and listen to your truth.
I didn't even get to ask the question. You were spot on. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day.
You are. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. And if we have time, we can come back if you do have a specific question. Now, let's see who's next in line. Who's on the line?
This is Kimberly from Georgia. Good morning.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
With Elisa.
Hello, Kimberly. I'm going to get into your energy.
So I feel with you, you're getting pulled in two different directions right now. And emotionally, it's really upsetting you. Okay? It's affecting you. What Spirit's asking me to guide you to do is to step outside of the emotion and look at it from a different perspective, because you're looking at, you're reacting in emotion right now and not from being in control of yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's like this sadness in your heart, and I feel it. I feel real heavy in your heart. And I feel like sometimes you get caught up in everybody else's stuff, and it brings you down to where you have to lower yourself to be on their level instead of standing strong in yourself. But then you feel kind of guilty that you don't really go to people to help them. But really what it's doing, it's hurting yourself, because you're being pulled into the emotion of their stuff, of their process in life. You know, when people are growing, and I was just talking about this with my group, when people are growing, which we all are every day growing, but this is like a really big boost right now for the whole planet. When we are together with those who are growing as well, then we become distracted from our own self-growing, because we allow them in the energy field and we're supposed to be alone doing it for ourselves and heightening. And even though you're getting higher, and even though you're doing greatness in this world, when you're not really, when the people who are still growing aren't really ready to be there with you in that heightened state, you lower yourself to be with them, and that is bringing the sadness. Do you understand that? So there's a lot of guilt around your energy field right now, that if you're not there for people, you feel real bad about it. They feel guilty, like it's your self-responsibility, but it's not, okay? To be there to listen, yes. But to be there to fix their issues enables their behaviors to continue, and they're not being self-responsible. And they're learning. So it's like if we interfere with people's lessons in life, then we just enable them to stay there longer. So if you can look at it from a different perspective, as you're still helping them, but you're not enabling them. You're not going in to do the work for them, because it's exhausting you and making you feel sad that they're so sad, but then you're taking on the responsibility as if it's your own sadness. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that helps. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, not really, but thanks.
It's about you standing strong and giving guidance without getting into the emotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Okay, that's pretty much what I'm trying to say to you. Stay strong in yourself. Carry on with your healing, with your doing you right now, and allow everyone else around you to fall down how they need to fall down to come back up, because a lot of people are dependent on you for you to lift them up and drag them. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is coming on the line right now. Who's here with me?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Georgia. That the energy that you were picking up for the young lady before me was probably intended for me because
you. It's okay. We're all here together, and you have some really innovative ideas. And follow your heart because you have a lot to bring to this world, and you know you're. I feel like you want to speak and you want to help and teach and be that person in front of people, and you're practicing. But just know that, you know, it's hard when you're a healer or you're somebody who wants to come to people with compassion and love and they're still stuck in the lower frequencies of the third dimension and you're heightened in the fifth dimension. And I know you get that because I see you as somebody who carries herself so strong and so beautiful. But also know that until people are awakened and ready to receive your gifts, they're going to be resistant to hearing you and receiving you the way that you are to be received. So it's about carry on, turn around, carry on, keep focusing on all the gifts that you are to bring to this world and get in front of people because there are people who are ready to receive you. You mustn't stop for the ones who aren't ready yet. And that's what us healers have a difficult time understanding as well. We want to help the people that we feel are ready to be healed, but they're really not, especially people close to us or our colleagues or whoever it may be. And even people we thought that were there with us, you know, they're falling down and resetting as well. And even though they once knew how to be there with us, they're not there with us right now. It's a separation going on collectively for everybody's internal growth. And some of the people we thought that were our equals are there with us really are, we're not our equals. We're just seeing the truth. Okay. And so are you. So it's about turning around and carrying on because you have some innovative ideas. Spirit's telling me to do a lot for humanity and be a beautiful gift in this world as you already are, and to not allow the hindrance and the delay because others aren't ready yet.
Okay.
Do you have a question for me?
I did. I'm thinking of moving from my present residence, and it's like every time I try to find something, the spirit just, something happens. It's not working out. So I'm just trying to figure out if it means I need to stay still for just a few moments.
It means that it's not time yet for you to do a move. When you get the resistance, it's time, and you already know this. You know this really strongly. Sometimes to do what we're guided to not do because there's something greater right where you're at that is to show up and be executed by you. And if you were not to be there, if you were to move, then you're not going to be available for what is right there that the divine has in purpose for his people. Do you understand? You are such a gifted soul, and there's something big that you're to do right where you're at right now. That's why you're having the resistance.
I understand.
It's about you surrendering and allowing and listening to your heart. And it's hard to surrender and let go of control. That is so hard to do. Because emotionally, when we're emotionally guided, that's ego guiding, okay? When we're emotionally guided, we will not make the correct choice. When we do it from our knowing and our truth, we will always make the correct choice.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Sandra. And our last caller for the moment.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Well, welcome to the show. Hi, Suzanne.
Thank you. Hi.
I feel like you have a lot of energy and you need to get out there and let it out.
Okay.
Get out there. I feel like you've been, I don't know if you've been stuck for a while, but you need to get out there and do, I feel like bicycling or doing something in nature, getting outside, just being out there, being your energy. It's like you have so many things you want to do and go do, and it's like, wow, it's like letting, you know, someone out of a cage. Do you understand?
I've been trying to build my energy, so it's working.
Oh, your energy is really, yes, your energy is very strong. And,
okay,
you know, your happiness, I feel like you've been, like, in a solitary, it's almost like solitary confinement in yourself. And you're just, like, you have all this beautiful energy to get out there and just live life fully and do what you want to do. And for once, magically create everything in your own reality of what you want to do. You have really not done that. You know, it's about, mm-hmm. it's about sitting there thinking, who am I? What am I all about in this world? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Like, you're questioning every bit of your soul. And it's about getting out there and discovering yourself. And you can do this by yourself. You don't have to wait for people to go with you. But nature is like a really great place. If you could cycle, if you could walk, if you could just be amongst, you know, the water or anything that helps with the flow of energy and elevation, you're going to do so much in discovery. And Spirit's telling me to bring along a journal because, or a dictaphone if you don't want to write, but just speak or write your experiences okay. in the moment, because you literally have been in the world of, I don't want to call it material world, but like, you know how we're in the city or we're in a concrete space and we're not out there kind of discovering what has been always here for us to discover. You're just starting that journey to discover everything you are organically about yourself without being molded into that box. And mm-hmm. it's going to set your spirit and your soul free. And you're going to have freedom of the soul is what Spirit's telling me, which you felt like you've been confined a lot of years in just doing and going through the cycle of existing and just redundant cycling, of behaviors to help everybody or do for everybody or do for even your own self. And it's just not fulfilling the soul. And now you're going to have this full fulfillment by getting out there and discovering exactly who you are. And you're going to be shocked because I really see you. It's almost like searching for answers your whole life. And then you're going to ponder upon the answers right in front of you that have always been there, but you've never really taken the time to go out there to do. And you're going to be pleasantly okay. surprised at how beautiful and amazing and gifted that you truly are in your soul and why you really are here in this world. You're going to get all the answers you've been wondering, trying to get it through other people or just being there present, but not really being present. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, kind of. I think I'm on a spiritual journey, and I'm kind
yes.
of always been obsessed with mediumship, and I feel like maybe that's where I'm being led right now, but I don't know for sure.
No, you're totally being led in the spiritual world. That's why it's so important. Okay, I'm just going to give you a little hint. Nature is
okay.
a high frequency, okay? When we as mm-hmm. healers step into nature and we close off the rest of the world of the redundant way of how we were boxed into thinking we had to live our life and connection to things, and we just become genetically aligned with nature, will heighten us to be more connected to the divine love of and the divine love aligned with the self. And when you are in that connection, your soul gifts will awaken of all that you came here to be, and mediumship and all of the soul gifts of whatever it is that you are to heighten in your natural state of being is going to show true your discovery. You're going to discover about yourself what maybe what you always knew, but you never really stepped into. So that's going to allow you to heighten in that frequency. Okay?
Mm-hmm. You know, ever since I dialed the number, I have had a twitching in my right eye and I've had all these physical, like, things. Yeah.
You're ready because you're ready to go out there.
Is that what that is?
Spread your wings, yes. You know,
okay.
a lot of times.
Because I even get, short of breath.
A lot of times
I even get, short of breath.
Really? Well, when spirit is showing you the truth of who you are, it actually, like, creates a physical reaction. So it's
stepping
into the truth of yourself. Sometimes we're our own worst block because we know that there's something more. We feel it, but actually we always want to know how, what, when, where, you know, all of the ways to go about doing it instead of just being and stepping out and opening and freeing the soul. And you have been in, like, this confinement for so long. So it's like spread your wings without the expectation, without focusing on that you're a medium or not a medium or whatever title you want to give yourself. And just be in the freedom of yourself aligned with nature. And you will be shown, organically shown, all that you are because you'll receive the messages. That's why it's important to journal. It's important to even dictaphone it because you get the messages. You're going to speak all that. And you'll remind yourself the truth of who you are by your own discovery. And that is the most fulfilling and powerful technique that most people don't understand. How do we do that? Why doesn't this just happen for me? Because people don't step into just being. That is a space of being the child of who you came here to be. Just be, go play, discover, pick up the leaves, touch the bark. Pay attention to the messages like the dragonflies, the butterflies, the symbolic birds. Everything comes to you with messages. And when you start to piece together the discovery of the soul, it creates the answers that we've been looking for on our path in life. Okay? And then you'll have fulfillment, have soul fulfillment. And the best part about life is discovery. And most people don't know how to do that. They just get caught in a box of being told where to be, what to do, who they're supposed to be titled, you know, about. And they live their life miserable, not knowing who they really are. And you're actually right there ready to spread your wings and fly. And it's beautiful. So keep walking and allowing. And the most important to remember on the journey is to stay in a frequency that's, you know, aligned with nature, which is 432 hertz. It's that or higher. Because when we get into lower vibrations, like if you get into the emotional layers and the ego of people around you and all of that lower vibration, it's going to start to pull you down into that frequency, and then you start to lose your way and your direction. So stay focused on just doing you now. Play some really positive music, healing music, you know, anything that aligns you with a higher frequency to help you open and vibrate at this high level. Because when you're there, that's when all the answers from the divine start to download to you organically without you having to push. It just shows up.
Okay.
And it will be like a thought. It'll be a knowing. There'll be a feeling like I have to go here. I don't know why. I need to get in the car and drive, you know, to this location and just sit and write. You're going to start to get all those answers organically. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks
for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, I think we did it again. We finished with another show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.